tomorrow night is Pesach Sheni, so let's learn a little tonight to get to prepare for that. So we'll read the Pesukim in Parshas Bahaloscha. This is describing Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin. Vayomru ha-noshim ha-heima elav anach netmeim l'nefesh adam. So a group of men said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we are tamei, we were defiled because of touching a dead body. So lama nigara, why are we left out? L'ilti hakriv es korban Hashem b'moado b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Why are we entering the korban amongst the Klal Yisrael? Somer lehem Moshe. So Moshe responds back to imdu ve'eshma'a ma yitzaveh Hashem lochem. Stand here, and I'll let you know. I'll let you know what Hashem says. So I want to learn tonight a piece from the beautiful Sefer Or Gedaliyahu, Parshas Emor, Pesach Sheni. So he quotes the Psukim, the way he says this, and he brings the Rashi, starting here on the fourth line. Umevi Rashi Divrei Chazal, Roy Haisa Parshazu, Leheamer Al Yidei Moshe, Kshar Kol HaTorah Kulo. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu should have been the one to reveal this teaching, the Torah of Pesach Sheni. Ella, rather, shezocha elu shetemer al yedehen shemegaglin zechus al yedei zakai, that these people were zoche to have the Torah revealed through them. Ein sham. So tzrichim lehavin ma taina hayezeh lamet nigaro. What exactly was their complaint to Moshe? That why should we be literally subtracted, left out? Hallo, hayetameim. They were tamei. Patur me'asos haPesach. You know, they're exempt from it. So why should we lose out? Well, the very simple answer is you're tamei. That's why you should lose out. That doesn't seem to be such a powerful question over here. Usvar makadosh meviu ma'ase me'azohar kadosh be'ahu yanuka. There's a individual that's contained in the Zohar. He's a young boy called the Yanuka, and the story is brought down. Shepaga b'tanoim sheboi me'asik pidyon hashvuyim. This young child. That's what Yanuka means in Aramaic, is a young child. He came in contact with these two Tanoim who were busy with the mitzvah of redeeming a captive. V'hikir ha-Yanuka al pneihem shokaru kriya shma bizmona. He could tell, he had chachmas partzufim, he could read their faces, and he could see that they hadn't said shma within the right amount of time. I don't know if that was the Morgan Avram Zman, I don't know if that was the Grozman, but whatever it was, these Tanoim did not recite kriya shma within the right amount of time. The Heimamulos Hesej, Hai Patur Mikriya Shema, we're exempt. Ki Oseik Vimis is Potter Min HaMitzvah. The rule is, which we all know, when you're doing one mitzvah, you're exempt from that. So he said, we were Potter. We didn't say Shema at that time because we were doing Pidyon Shavuyim. Afal Pichain. So I'm just going to mute for a second, don't mind. Afal Pichain. On a Roin Shayanuka, Hikir. Even though they were potter, he still realized there was some sort of pigam, some sort of blemish. So here we see a very important rule, says Rav Gedalia Shor. Hashem arranged things. Yes, it's true you're a potter, but there was some sort of pagam that you weren't zoiche to do the mitzvah. If you would have been really worthy and zoiche of doing this legamri entirely, Hashem wouldn't have arranged events to make it come out in a way where you'd be exempt from doing this. You're right, technically speaking, you are exempt. And that's what the Yanuka saw on the faces of Shel Tanoim. Shehai Bahem Eze Chisoron. There was something lacking on their level. Shozoch Lekaba O Malchus Shemaim Bizmono. That they weren't able to do it. Vechem Etzin Begemar Megillah Tazayin Amidbeis. Shedarshu Al Mashikos B'Mordechai. Now again, Mordechai, he's our hero. Every Jewish kid wants to grow up to be Mordechai. The Gemara Darshan says, "Rotzui l'rov echov." The Mordechai, our hero who saves the day, who saves the Klal Yisrael, he was rotzui, he was wanted, he was favored for the majority of his brethren. Rov echov v'lo l'chol echov. Most people liked, the majority of people were happy with Mordechai's actions, but not everyone. Milamed says, Tija says, the Gemara, Shepirshu Mimenu Miktas Sanhedrin, that some of the members of the Sanhedrin, now Mordechai himself was a member of the Sanhedrin, that's how he was able to hear the plans of Big Son and Teresh, because he understood. The halacha is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yud Zayin, I think, that if you want to be sitting on the Sanhedrin, you have to be able to hear, understand everyone's language, not to hear from a translator. So the Sanhedrin, who were his colleagues, they separated from him. Sha'osik b'hatzalos nefashos apirish miktas mela'asok bin Talmud Torah. Back on the top of the left-hand side. So because he was so busy saving the Klal Yisrael, which of course is the right thing to do, but because of that, he wasn't able to be sitting and learning as much. The Ash Bevade Alpi Din. According to the strict literal law, Hayamichuyev Mordechai Lasuk Bahatzalos Nefashos. The halacha is clear that if you have a chance of saving someone's life, you close the Gemara and you go save the life. Everything he did was correct. That his colleagues saw that there was something lacking in Mordechai from the fact that he had to close the Gemara and missed that out. Was he supposed to? Yes. Did he do the right thing? Yes. But nevertheless, there was something, some level that was lacking. That's why some of them left in destined. They separated themselves from him. Even though, as we just said a minute ago, if the case is at hand, should I close my Gemara and save someone's life? Of course you do that. Of course it is. But if you would ask which is more important, which is more cherished, if you ask Hashem which does he prefer, saving lives or learning Torah, Hashem would rather have people sitting and learning Torah than having to go around saving people. Nevertheless, the halach is we do save people. Habihu Kanal, that's the explanations we've set up to now. Shibivade Talmud Torah Godl Yoiser Umash Zoiche Ein Hakodesh Baruch Hu Mazmin Liado Inyan Shel Hatzalos Nefashos Lahafsiko Milimudo Aval Bivade Im Bo Liado Inyan Shel Hatzalos Nefashos Az Tzorech Lahafsik. If that's what the situation calls for, certainly it's clear that's what you're supposed to do. V'zeh sheziman lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu inyan shel hatzalos mara al eze chisor nepagam sheish etzlo. But on Mordechai HaTzadik, on his level, there was something lacking, some sort of pagam, on his level, hamonea osa milasek b'talmud Torah hachoshuv yoser, from being able to learn Torah uninterrupted, which is more choshuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eila noshev shehai temein lenefesh adam. So now we go back to our story, our sugya of Pesach Sheni, these people who were Tamei Lenefesh. That's why they couldn't bring the Korban in the right time. Hayu Anoshim Gedolim, these were great, amazing, very holy people. Kimosh Amr Chazal, Shahayu Mishoyo Ve'el Tzofon, sons of Aaron. Ledas Medroshim Achirim Hayu Nosei Aaron Shel Yosef. Maybe they weren't carrying out the Nod of Nevihu, maybe they were Tamei because they were carrying the Atmos Yosef, the Aaron of Yosef at Tzadik, an amazing Zechus. When he saw that for whatever reason it was, Hashem had arranged events that they were prevented from fulfilling the mitzvah, they're being prevented. What's wrong? What did we do wrong? We're lacking. We're not able to do the Pesach. Then once they looked and they saw, really, no, we didn't do anything wrong. So what's going on over here? Bo, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Imatayin shalom and nigaro. That's what it means. Why are we lacking? If there would have been a reason we could attribute it to, we wouldn't have asked you the question. We would have realized, oh, it's because we did something, and that's why we're not allowed to. But we can't find out what that is. Bishvil eze pegam nidchu melasos korban pesach. Why are we lacking? Vazeh Hatashuva Megaglin Zechus Al Yidei Zakai. A brand new insight into what Rashi says, that we reveal a Zechus comes to someone who's worthy of it. Shelo Hayakosh Baruch Hu Marchikim Klal. Hashem wasn't distancing them at all. El Nasosim to test them, Bol Lirois Im Yargishu Es Atainis Lamanigura. Would they be able to come to that place of sensing that why are we being lacking? That we're missing something. Im Tielehem Hatashuka Lahakriv Es HaPesach Ad Shavo b'tayna lifnei Moshe? Would they come with this claim to Moshe? L'chein sovei v'kodesh baruch hu she'is batlu ha-pesach. That's why Hashem made it situation they wouldn't be able to bring the Pesach. K'dei l'hotzi esa teshukosa me'hakoach el ha-poel. In order to bring this desire into reality. Like the Ramban writes in Parashas Vayera, that the whole idea of a nisoyon is to bring our hidden powers, our hidden potential into reality. The Eitza Amuka Hai Lehevi, He Lehevias Aparsha Shel Pesach Shein De Gilui Al Yedehem. And for a very deep reason, they were the ones who were zoiche to bring this concept into the world. It should have been through Moshe, said Rashi, but it came through these people. Ki Megalglan Zchus Al Yedei Zakai Zakoyim Hayu Legamri. They were completely innocent. V'lo haya behem shun chisoron, they didn't have anything lacking in them, in their avodas Hashem, shvishvila yigru'u milahakri v'esa pesach, they would hold them back. Adarab, the exact opposite. Zuchusim haya shigar malahem shibatlu esa korban. Their greatness is what caused them not to be able to bring the korban. Kedei lahotzi teshukasam mehakoach el apoel, to bring that into this world, to reveal a chelik of Torah. Kedei galgel hazuchus al yedehem, v'zeh parshas Pesach Sheni. And that's the idea why we have a parsha called Pesach Sheni. Shepotlu lechol hadoros, they affected something for all future generations. Shigami shahayatamei, even a person in the future years is going to be tamei, obederech rechokor, far away from Yerushalayim. Af im yeh lo ze machmes ezech hisorn pagam benafsham, even if it was through some sort of fault of their own, nevertheless, sheim yecholosim lahiskariv od hapam aide hakrovas pesach sheni, that even for a person like that would have the opportunity to come closer. So really what emerges from this piece in Or Gedal Yahu is that these people were tremendous tzaddikim, and they were able, through their longing to come close to Hashem, to reveal something, to be mechadesh Torah, something that was a zechus, and the mdavka, through their avoda, they're the ones who were able to bring this out into the world.